Waramai, Sunny Joe here. You're now standing out the front of the Chinese Gardens of Friendship. Well, I'm not sure how much you know of your history, but Chinese and First Nations Australians share a long and untold one. It started at least 150 years ago, yet the stories have largely gone unrecorded, but they are held within the Aboriginal community. While those times were harsh, and there was hostility against both Aboriginal and Chinese people within the community, there were relationships and marriages that endured. Our history tells us of contact prior to the First Fleet, and our oral history speaks of merchants. We had Macassan traders who used to come. They were here for sea cucumber. And we know that in Arnhem Land, on Elko Island, an 18th century queen was found from the Qing dynasty. While we understand that the Macassans, they used coins to weigh down their nets when they came here for their fishing and for their trade, it's a reminder of that contact and that interconnectedness of people as we live on this planet today. But it also reminds me of an Aboriginal saying, and that is that we are all connected.